We began yesterday the Taisus and Daf. We began yesterday the Taisus and Gimel and Veis. And so, according to the Maskanas of Gemara, and we'll begin the Taisus, I want to just go over. According to the Maskanas of Gemara, basically emerges two approaches, the apostasis. That is that does Reb Oshia, you don't see it at all?
I think it's in the other one, but they're
going to
be teaching
me. Someone's in there? Okay. Thank you, Ellie. So Reb Yonason has a, Reb Yonason we know says you need three based on Beis and Shokel. The question is according to Reb Yonason. What does Reb Yonason hold? What does Reb Oshia hold? So the simplest reading of the Gemara is that, and I want you to get this down, 23, everyone agrees you need an odd number, which is based in of Netiyah. And that's what the Gemara really says clearly. The Gemara says, we're mukim law, bedini nefashos. Hi, lintos, my avadlei. We established talking about dini nefashos. So 23 is clear. If someone asks us, do all the Tanaim say you need Netiyah? Yes. There's no doubt about that. The question is, what about 70? What do you say about 70? Does Rabbi Yoshia hold of Netiyah? No, he doesn't. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda that an even number is good. So it's clear by 23 he holds of it. And by 70, he doesn't hold of it. Okay? The question is, what about 3? So Yad Ramah says, no, he doesn't require it. He only requires a rove. So if you have 4 or 6, as long as you have a rove, it's fine. There's no problem in having a what? There's no problem in having an even number. You just have to find a rove. That's according to Rabbi Yoshia, according to the Yad Ramah. Why? Because rove is really a what? Rove is really a kula. And if by dini nefashos, which is very chamor, we have this kula, so how much more so by dini mominus, which the institution is more makel, are you going to have the kula of rov? But netiyah is a chumrah. Netiyah is a chumrah where you make sure you have an odd number. There it makes sense only by nefashos, which is more chumrah. But by dini mominus, which is more kal, who says that there's such a what? Such a concept. So that's the way the Yad Ramah learns, that by 3, in halakha l'maisa, Reb Yoshia doesn't require netiyah. However, the Rabbeinu Hananel said not that way. He says 23 you need, 70 you don't need, and 3 you also need. And that's the way Rabbeinu Hananel read the Gemara. Rabbeinu Hananel read the Gemara. The Gemara's conclusion is that Reb Yoshia does require what? Does require not only a robe, but he also requires what? He also requires an odd number. He also requires netiyah, which is not the simplest reading of Gemara. So I want you guys to get that down. Those are the two approaches to the Maskanas of Gemara. The Yad Ramah and the Rabbeinu Hananel. 23 and 70 is not a shaila. 23 you need, 70 you don't need with Reb Yoshia. The question is, what do you do about 3? Do you need it by 3 or is rov enough? Okay? That's a machloikis Yad Ramah and Rabbeinu Hananel. Okay, good. That's the first nekuda I wanted to make sure you got that clear. Okay, now let's get to the Taisus. Okay, Taisus said, let's see inside the Taisus. Muki law bedini nefashos. Okay, Johnny, why don't you read the Taisus? Muki law bedini nefashos. Okay, the Gemara has a line here that lintos is only by dini nefashos and not by what? Not by dini mums. Go ahead. Let's see the Taisus. Go ahead. Okay.
Muki law bedini nefashos. Not by dini mums. The crow, mashma, beginning the fossils, the lotia, after rat and lower os, the mashma, double shoe raw. The whole
Rala coal. Double shoe Rala coal.
Rala coal. Dainu dinin the fossils.
Meaning what? Meaning dinin the fossils, the beginning part of the fossil, lotia, rat and rat laos, is talking about dinin the fossils. Why is it talking about dinin the fossils? Because why? Someone dying is a bad thing. It's a terrible thing. It's a sad thing. We just had a Leviathan. For Aisha Shavra, wife of a Tamachok, she was in her own self was a great lady. Okay, it's a sad thing. So something that's raz lakol is nefashos. Okay, aval. But dini mamunos really is not ra lakol. What is it? What's bad for one guy is good for the other guy. So therefore, the beginning of the pasuk's got to be talking about dini nefashos. Therefore, what? Therefore, what, guys? The end of the pasuk, which says what? Again, what's the pasuk? Perikav bay gimel pasuk base. Lo siya acharab laros, lo sana riv lintos acharirabim lahatos. If the beginning of the pasuk is talking about nefashos, the second part of the pasuk is talking about nefashos. Or you have it on your go? You have the Taisus there? If you don't have the Taisus, get the Sanhedrin. You have it on your computer? You don't have it on your computer. You got to touch inside. So the first, you have the Gemara there. The first part of the pasuk is talking about what? Nefashos. The second part of the pasuk is talking about nefashos. Okay? That's what Tosfos is assuming. V'afogav, go ahead.
V'afogav, the dinei nefashos, nami karilei zechusei, v'go da adam berish echa dinei mamonos. V'ko makum chashulei ra'os kevon de'ein marviach klum b'mitzoso shelzer.
So he says, even though by dinei nefashos it's called schusa de gol adam, did you guys look up the Gemara? The Gemara says here, on daf what? On daf lamed gimel lamed beis. It says, schusa de gol adam. On the Gemara on the top, it calls it a lashon of schusa de gol adam. Halacha lemaisa. What is the gol adam? What is the definition of a gol adam? Let's get it. Gol adam is not just a rotzeach b'shogeg. Someone asked me this morning, I forgot who. Gol adam is also by rotzeach b'mezik. There's a general cloud. Who are the people that implement a punishment, an execution? A mises basin. Yada Aiden Tieva Rishona, the Aiden. However, Lamaisa, when it comes to murder, who's the one that who does the execution? It's later on in the Masechta Memheim and Beis. The Gol Adam does it. The Gol Adam, by a case of a murder, a Gol Adam is the closest relative, Alpidin. That's the definition of a Gol Adam. Karov, Hachi Yosir. That's what the Rambam writes. That is the definition of a Gol Adam. So Eli, when it comes to murder and their Edim and Asra, who's the one who does the punishment? Not the Edim. Edim is by regular Mrs. Basin, like Avodah Zarah, like by Chilul Shabbos. But when it comes to murder, who does it? The closest relative. That's what Tosfos is talking about. He's not talking about Rotzeach B'Shogeg. He's talking about Rotzeach B'Mezik. And therefore, the Gol Adam is by both. Rotzeach B'what? B'Mezik as well. Okay? And B'Shogeg. It's both. So Tosfos is saying, what are you talking about? That Dini Nefashos Yaakov is what? Is only Ra Lakol. And the Dini Momonos is what? What is Dini Momonos? What's good for one guy is what? Is bad for the other guy. That's the difference. Is that true? Dini Nefashos is also good for a guy. The Gol Adam is happy to go home saying hallel that this guy's executed. This guy killed his relative. He's the closest relative. So what do you mean to say, Jeremy, that Dini Nefashos is only Ra? Lizeh, and it's not Tov Lizeh. It is Tov Lizeh. Why is the Gol Adam not going to be happy? The Gemara says a phrase here. Am Lamelam Gimelam Abeis. Beferish. It says Beferish Aloshin. Chovasa de Gol Adam. Right? There's a notion of Chovasa de Gol Adam and what's Chusa de Gol Adam. Why is he not happy? Of course he's happy. That's what Tosfos is bothered by. Okay? So what's Tosfos' terrors? Go ahead.
We call Marco.
You're not being marviach anything. We are not bloodthirsty people. The Gol Adam is not happy about it. It's not good for him. He's not profiting anything. Okay, he might be what? He might be calmed down a little bit. But the bottom line is that what? The bottom line is he's not marviach anything. Since he's not marviach anything, we don't call that what? We don't call that tov. Tov lezeh, ra lezeh, by mominus means something. One guy gets money, the other guy loses money. You follow me, Stephen? That makes sense. That's ra lezeh, tov lezeh. By dinin nefashos, just because you're happy that the guy who killed your relative is dead, that's not called tov lezeh. You're not being marviach anything. It's a good musr too. So therefore, Tosfos says the first part of the pasuk is dinin nefashos. The second part of the pasuk has got to be dinin nefashos. When you see that word ra, that means l'maisa dinin what dinin nefashos. That means the second part of the pasuk, which is rov, also is dinin nefashos. Lintos is talking about what dinin nefashos. Go ahead. Nifter rotzeach bekach. Mikol makom. Hilkach.
Hilkach chashuv le'ra'os ki mechayve edim zomim misa.
What's the case of edim zomim? Two edim come in and say Reuben killed Shimon. 11 a.m. in Manhattan. Two other edim come and say you're with us in Los Angeles. 8 a.m. in Manhattan. 11 a.m. in Los Angeles. 3 hours behind. What's the din? There was a gemar din. They didn't execute the murderer yet. What's halacha? We give back to them what they wanted to give out. It's a reciprocal punishment, correct? What they conspired to do, we give back to them. That's the halacha. If he was killed already, kasher zom of lo kasher asa. Let me ask you a question. Don't you think the guy, Mr. X or Reuven, that was testified against, that he was the murderer, is going to be saying hallel when he goes home? Because that set of Adam was caught as Adam Zomim? That's not going to be Tov Lazeh. That's Misa to the Adam Zomim, but Tov to the guy was saved, don't you think? He's probably going to say a great hallel. He was saved. Why is that not considered to be Ra Lazeh and Tov Lazeh? That's what Tosis is bothered by. Whenever you have an awful God, he's foreshadowing a kasher. Yaakov, you follow me? What do you mean to tell me that that's the case? Va'afogav, right? That's what he's bothered by. So what's his answer? Read that again. Mikol makom what?
Mikol makom.
Efshur. Mikol makom, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, from Mikol makom efshur.
Mikol makom efshur d'mifatri kulahu b'achashah.
Hilkach.
Hilkach achashah le'roos ki mechai ve'imzom b'miso.
So what does Tosa say? What does Tosa say, Uri? That what? The only what? The only way for him to what? Is the only way for him to get off scot-free is what? Is Adam Zomimim? What's Hachasha? What is the difference in Hachasha and Azama? Hachasha is two Adam said there was a murder in Manhattan in Times Square at what? 8 a.m. Two other Adam say we were there in Manhattan at 8 a.m. It didn't happen. Adam Zomim, you attack the Adim, not the Adus. You say the Adam were with us in L.A., The Torah says a chiddush that the second set believed over the first set. But Hachasha, they equalize one another. It's a contradiction. In a case of Hachasha, would he also get off the hook? Yes. So Tosa says we don't call that Tov. We don't call that Tov Lazeh. Because according to Tosfos, and this is what I asked a few guys in Seder, what's the big deal so it could be done in another way? The bottom line is that that's not the only way he could get off the hook. So since that's not the only way Eldi could get off the hook, we don't call that what Tov Lazeh. You can't tell me Adam Zomim killing the Adam and letting Mr. X walk is called Tov Lazeh. Because he could have gotten off the hook in a different way. Not just through them being killed, but through simple what? Hachasha. So therefore, Tosa says, bottom line, let's get it down. According to the first Teretz, Tosa says, Teretz Rishon of Tosos, what does he say? That Nefashos, Dinah Nefashos is considered to be what? Rock, rock. Just bad. And it's not Tov Lazeh. The low Tov Lazeh. It's not Tov to the other guy. I, Gol Adam, is happy. He's saying hallel. That's not considered to be harvach. First of all, he shouldn't be saying hallel. About anyone. Okay, he did a bad thing. Okay, but he's not Marviyah. Number two, Adam Zomim. That's not the only way the guy could have gotten off the hook. He could have gotten off the hook in a manner of Akasha where no one gets killed. You follow me, Stephen? Now, one could have argued on that, said the bottom line is he does get off the hook. But Tosus understood in Lomdus, conceptually, that in order to be called that Tov Lazeh, it's got to be the only way he gets off the hook. Then you're really happy about it. You'll see no great shakes. I could have gotten off the hook if they would have been contradicted. Okay? I understand, Yuri, but that's what I want you to see in the Tosus. The bottom line is, I'll be Lomdus, Tosus is saying, to categorize it as Tov Lazeh, it has to be the only way that you're going to what? You're going to get off the hook. And that is not the only way. You can get off the hook through a chasha too as well. So Tosis in the first Teretz says, let's get it down, that this pasuk, from beginning to end, the beginning is Lora'os, the end is what? Lhatos? Is Dini Nefashos. How do I know it's Dini Nefashos? Because the beginning is Lora'os, that is only Nefashos. Ra. By definition, is nefashos. There is no element of tov. I go Adam, that's not real tov. I ate him Zomim, that's not real tov. Because he could have gotten off the hook through what? Through a chasha. And since the beginning part of the pasuk is nefashos, the end is nefashos, and the end is rov, and the end has got to be only nefashos. That's that line in the Gemara. Muki lompadini nefashos, lompadini mamas. Yes, Yaakov, what do you say?
After we assume that the guy has the opportunity to do a chasha, maybe the only thing he could do is Zomim, because he was the guy that they were talking about.
I understand, but conceptually, there are other ways to destroy Adis. Not Lav Dafka. If I give you an Adis, there are two ways I can destroy that Adis. I can destroy it with Adam Zomimim. I can also destroy it with what? Hachasha. So even if Adam Zomimim happens, I don't call that Tov L'Zeh, because I could have also destroyed that Eidus through them not being killed. Through what means? Hakasha.
Even if you don't know the information to the other.
Yeah, as long as the possibility exists. That possibility exists is that I can destroy the Eidus in that way. Okay? Now, as I said to a few guys in Seder, it's a Chiddush of Tosis. But Tosis is learning that if you wanted to find something's being told to Seder, that's the only way that I can be saved. Otherwise, the guy will have the impression, oh, it's no great shakes. You know, it could have been destroyed through Chasha too as well. So it's not really Tov L'Zeh. Okay? That's the first day in Tisus. Please get it. Okay? The truth is, I want to discuss Blinet a little bit. Well, we'll see on Sunday. I want to discuss the Shemor about Gol Adam. There's a lot to say about Gol Adam. Okay? It's a very fascinating topic, concept, Lamaisa. But we'll see how far we get into the second Tisus. But I think I would like to discuss it a little bit more, much more on Sunday. But let's get to the second day in Tisus. You can miss the second day. The Ode, go ahead, Johnny.
The Ode.
Matzi Lameimar.
Matzi Lameimar, the Alkei Nami Krah.
No, Dal Korcha.
Dal Korcha, Nami Krah. The Dini Nefashos, Mishum de Darshinon, Beresh Perkin, Lokatiticha, the Tova.
Right.
Hatiatcha Lera. Voshayach, Bidine Mamonos, the Rolazev, the Tovlozev.
Now, guys, watch how to read this. The key word in that Tisus. Who are you looking at? The key word in this Tisus, okay? Is what? You have it on the computer there, Zach? You have it on? You don't have it, you gotta use a good mic. You wanna borrow my Gemara? You don't have it, you gotta borrow my Gemara. You gotta have the Gemaras inside. What is in the word? It's the key word of the second day in Tisus. Nami. Nami is the key word. What does it mean, Nami? It means din in the nefashos is also discussed in the pasuk. Well, what's the first thing that's discussed? Din in momentus. I wish Tosu would have said the word, but he's assuming that we'll be able to pick up on it. When Tosus wrote this in the 1200s, he's assuming you'll pick up on it. So Baruch Hashem, we picked up on it. What does the word Nami mean? It means that the first part of the pasuk is what? Is talking what? Din in momentus and what else? And din in nefashos. And therefore, the end part of the pasuk, what does it mean in the Gemara when it says Netiyah? What does it mean, Netiyah, Yosef? That Netiyah is only in the nefashos. When you have to discuss a margin, or a vote, or a psak, if you're going to acquit, you can have a margin of one. If you're going to convict, you need a margin of at least two. Since it's 23, it's always 13 to 10. That's what it means. Hatiyascha l'ra cannot be the same as l'tova. To acquit l'tova, one is enough, 12 to 11. To convict, you need at least two. You can't have an even number, so go 13 to 10. That's by nefashos, not by momentus. What does it mean, the last phrase? V'loshach b'din nemos ra l'zev v'tov l'zev. What does that mean? Please get it down in your notes. It means, you know, it's not shach and din nemos. Kulo ra. Ra levado. Ra l'zev. Put a big, big period there. The Tov L'Zeh. When you talk Dini Mominus, it's Ra to two, one guy, and there's always two guys in front of you. Ra to one guy, Tov to the other guy. It's never just Ra. It's never just Tov. Because there's always two guys. There's never one guy. A lot of guys mixed up how to read this, including myself, if you read it quickly. The Lo Shach B'Dini Mominus, Ra L'Zeh, Tov L'Zeh, you got to put a period after L'Zeh. There's no Shach B'Dini Mominus, only Ra. Or only Tov, because there's always two guys, Stephen. You follow me? There's always two guys.
Is he applying that now both to Dina?
No, so no.
I say it's only the Dina Mamun, though. So why?
No, but what he's saying is that the whole Pasuk refers to what? The Pasuk refers to Dina Mamunus, which what Rov does, but what doesn't apply to Dina Mamunus? This notion of the margin of having one as opposed to two. That notion that if it's a quit, it's one. If it's convicted, it's two. That's not shaykh by mamonis. That one detail is by nefashos and not mamonis. And that's what the Gemara says, lintos my avdelei means. It was referring to that one prat. But the pasuk, okay, the pasuk, tirachani, is referring to what? Gam, lewat, ledine mamonis, the gam, lenefashos. The one distinction is that this prat, this detail of the margin of two and one, only applies by what? Nefashos and not mamonis. So that's what the Gemara meant to say. Now, what do you think motivated Tosus to say what he said? What do you think motivated Tosus to say what he said? That you can, in fact, interpret the pasuk, what? talking about dinei nefashos completely. Because why? Maybe Tosfos is saying that in general, there is a notion of what? There is a notion of ra lezeh and tova lezeh. For what? For nefashos. Maybe Tosfos in the second day is backing out of what he said. And he's saying maybe the goal of Adam being happy is called tov lezeh. And maybe Adam Zomerman being killed is tov lezeh. You follow what I'm saying? Tosfos in the second day, maybe he's backing out of that. And he's saying maybe that is called nefashos is ra lezeh and tov lezeh. Even though there's not two litigants, but there's another side guy that's happy about it, right? Maybe the guy who's getting saved his life in Adam Zomerman. So then you'll tell me, what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara just means that there is a concept of the margin, the difference of margins of nefashos and mamonis, where it's, you have to what? When you acquit, you one's enough. When you convict two, that's only by nefashos. And that's lintos. That's what it means, lo lintos l'ra. That pasuk means, lo yeram and lo tiarachan l'ros, v'lo sana rav lintos, acharav l'hatos, is talking about nefashos. That distinction of the margin is by nefashos, but the whole pasuk might be talking about both. But I want you to clean out of this is the what? What do I want you to clean out of this? That what is Tosfos saying? Tosfos is fundamentally saying, when you do shnai mikra mecha targum, what is the topic of this pasuk? So according to the first day in Tosfos, it's only dinei nefashos. According to the second day in Tosfos, it's talking about what? It's really talking about both dinei mamonos and dinei nefashos. But the difference being is that there's one detail of the pasuk that only applies to nefashos, and that is when it says lintos l'ra. That only applies to nefashos, and not what? And not mamonos. Okay? The netiyah, the notion of the netiyah, hatiyaska. What's hatiyaska? Inclination. That's how you literally translate it. Meaning the margin. When you paskin. Okay? When you paskin. So those are the 2 days in the Tosfos. So I wanted to suggest the Chiddush, when you read the second day in the Tosfos, the pasuk is really referring to what? It's referring to both, but maybe what drove the second day of Tosfos is that maybe there is a notion of Ra and Tov by nefashos. But this product, Tiaska L'Ra, doesn't exist by Mominus. Because the bottom line is that by Mominus, what is the din? What is the din by Mominus? When, again, how do you read Lo Shach B'din Imaz, Ra L'Zev, Tov L'Zev? It's not Shach B'Mominus, only Ra for one guy. Or Tov for one guy. What do you think the Pasuk's saying when it says Hatiaska L'Ra, Hatiaska L'Tov? What's it referring to? You know what it's referring to? That when Bezin Paskin's on one guy, for the good L'Tov, you need a margin only of one. For L'Ra to convict, you need a margin of what? A margin of two. But you can't talk Dini Mominus when it's only Ra alone or Tov alone. That's not Dini Mominus. There is no concept of Dini Mominus like that. That's only Nefashos. But on the other hand, according to the second day in Tosfos, can you talk about Ra Lezeh and Tov Lezeh for Nefashos? Yes or no?
Yeah,
you can. You can. You can talk about Ra Lezeh and Tov Lezeh for Nefashos. You can. But what you can't do, says the second day of Tosfos, is talk about Ra only or Tov only for Dini Mominus. That you can't do. Okay? So does everyone cop this? You can miss the whole point. You can miss the whole Tosfos, Lomais. You don't go through the point.
The last part of this.
The last part, Uri, the second day in Tosfos is saying, as opposed to the first day, that by Dini Mominus, Dini Mominus and Dini Nefashos, you can have Ra Lezeh. And Tov Lezeh. Also by Dini Nefashos. What you can't have by Dini Mominus is only Ra or only Tov. You can, because you can't, there's always two litigants. By Dini Nefashos, there's only one litigant. And it depends how you're passing. If you're convicting, one's enough. You need two. If you're acquitting, then one's enough. The first day in Tosfos says, no way. The whole concept of Ra Lezeh and Tov Lezeh. Right? Ra Lezeh, Tov Lezeh is Dini Mominus. Halacha L'maaseh. You can't talk about there's a notion of by Nefashos of what? Of Ra Lezeh, Tov Lezeh. You can't talk about it, Tosfos says. So it comes out very beautifully 2 days into Tosfos. Okay? We got it, Clore? What'd you say, Ephraim? The second day it holds that, in theory, Dini Nefashos can be Ra to the guy who's being killed and Tov for the Gol Adam, or Tov and Adam Zom where the guy gets off the hook. But what you can't have by Dini Nefashos is only what? What you can't have by Dini Mominus is what? Is only Ra. And only what? And only Tov. Because by Din HaMamonos, there's always two guys. That's what the Gemara is honing in on. That by Din HaFashos, you can have that, but Din HaMamonos, you cannot have that. It's much more, the second day it tells us much more detail-oriented. Only talking about that one window. According to the first day, it tells us very global. Just stop. Momentus is Rollins, that told us, and HaFashos is not. Done. Yes, Ben.
According to the second day in Tosfos,
yes.
When the Gemara says Hylin Tos, they're asking Rabbi Yoshia, what do you do with the detail of...
Excellent, yes.
So why don't they ask Rabbi Yonas on that?
What'd you say?
Why doesn't the Gemara ask Rabbi Yonas on the same question?
That what?
Hylin Tos Ma'avid.
What do you mean?
What does he do with Tzias HaLatova?
Oh, because the Gemara said according to Rabbi Yoshia, it said Hylin Tos Ma'avdelay, right? So the Gemara says Mukim Labedin and Nefashos. That margin, Lamaisa.
Why don't they ask that to Rabbi Yonas on that?
Because Rabbi Yonas, we already know, has this notion of Natiya. He already has that. Even to make up a base in the three, he always had that concept of Natiya. He already used it all the time. Rabbi Yonas, earlier in the Omer, how did he get three? Two Elohims, and the third was what? Based on base and Shokol. So he always has that. You follow me? He always has that, Lamaisa. There's no problem of how he uses that. There's no problem how he uses it. We know how he uses it, Rabbi Yonasan. He always has that. The problem is what you get into with Rabbi Yoshia. What's he going to do it with? We always know what knew he... You see, there's evidence already, Ben, that Rabbi Yoshia doesn't hold of it. Because how did he come out in three? Three Elohims. So we're worried about how does he do Nintos? How does he do Lintos? We already know Rabbi Yonasan uses Lintos. Okay? All right, we got that, Chlor? Ephraim, you got it? Okay. Next Tysus, let's go. Okay? We got that, Clorzak. You got that, Tysus? Jeremy, you got it? You got how to read that last? How do you read that last line, guys? Below Shayach, what? Bidin Imamos, Rav is that? Where do you put the period? Right there. Meaning only for one guy, Ra. The Tov is that only good for that. There's no one guy for Mamadis. There's always two guys. Okay? Whereas earlier in the Tysus, when Tysus said what? Tysus said, you know, that's at the same time. That's at the same time. Okay? Yes, Ben?
Can you read it? Said that the fact that it says dead, below Shai, Dinah Mamanos, dear Ralazet, the Kovlazet. Isn't that how you read it?
Right, you could read it like that, but it's what I want to bring out is that the point is. You could read it like that, but the point is that you don't have a situation in most where there's only Tov Lazet, one guy, and Ra Lazet. Yeah, you definitely could read it together. I'm just trying to bring out that point.
It's the same thing.
Then it's the same point, exactly. But I want you to, that's the point that Tosis is driving at is what I'm saying at the end. That you have to what? You have to have a situation with always two guys in Dinah Mamonos, okay? That's what I'm trying to stress. You definitely can read it like you're saying. I'm just putting, so you put the dot there to point out that it means Tos is trying to say that in Mamonos there's not just Ra Lazet or Tov Lazet, Levado. Okay? All right, very good. Next Tosis. Let's go, guys. Refreshing our memories, okay? What did the Gemara say in the Moskana? That according to Yoshia, he holds of Rove. And we said in the beginning of Shir, Machlokes Yad Ramo Rabbeinu Chanan. But there's no doubt the Gemara says he holds of Rove. There's no doubt. How do you know he holds of Rove? Kol Shekin. By Din Nefashos we have it. How much more so we have it by Din Mamonos? Okay? That's what the Gemara said very clearly, that by Din Nefashos we go Baser Rov. How much more so do we go Baser what? By Din Mamonos. Okay, we got it? Let's take a look at the Tysus, guys. Let's go. This Tysus is loaded Tysus, guys. Every Tysus is. Okay, let's go. Okay? Biter. Go ahead. Let's see the Tysus inside. That's what it means when it says it's Chamor. Okay? It's much Chamor. People are getting killed. The Torah says Zil Basaro. It says Zacharam Lahatos. Go ahead.
What's the Dinah
Mamonos? Dinah Mamonos, Lo Kol Shekin. Okay? Go ahead. Dinah Mamonos, Lo Kol Shekin. Go ahead, Johnny.
Dinah Mamonos, Lo Kol Shekin. Tema, the Bereisha Mocha Peros, Kamar Shmuel, the Ain Hoth in the Mamon Acharo. Ba'amai, Lo Nele Bekal Vachomer, Midinah Nefashos, Kedamar Hacha.
What's the Kasha? It's a Ba'am Kasha. What does the Gemara say, Jeremy? There is a machloikas Rav and Shmuel. What's the din? Hamocher, Shor, Lechavero, Benimsa, Nagchan. What does that mean? I sell a shore to my friend, and it turns out that it's a goring shore. There's a machloikas Rav and Shmuel here in the second Baba Basra. What the story is? What is the din? Halacha lemaisa. Okay. Let me just Uri. Let me borrow the Gemara there.
Yeah.
Okay. I sell a shore to Eli. Turns out to be a goring shore. Eli says, Rabbi, it's not fair. Eli says, I want my money back. It's a Mekach Tos. The Gemara presents in Baba Basra on Dafsadi Beis the following. The Gemara says, Rav says it's a Mekach Tos. Let's get it down. Rav, Mekach Tos. Okay? What does Shmuel say? Shmuel says, no way. Good deal. I say, tough luck, Eli. I'm sorry. Okay? Shmuel says, you know what? I'm going to write it down, exactly what Shmuel says. I could say to Eli, Yochel Lomar Lo. I could say to him, you know what? You should have shechted it, Eli. Yochel Lomar Lo. You should have said, Yochel Lomar L'shchita Mechark L'cha. I could have said to Eli, you know what? I was selling it to you to shecht it. So you're complaining to me that the animal goes around like a meshugana and what? And it gores people? I intended that you should have shechted it the first day. So the sale remains good. At the end of the day, what is the machlaikas? The Gemara writes that there is a rove of people that when they buy oxen, what do they buy them for? For plowing or for shechita? Plowing. Rove, laradia. That's the word. Radia means plowing. I remember when I first saw that word, I thought it was radio, you know? It's radio, plowing. So Eli's saying, you know, Rebbe, it's not fair. It's a Mekach Tos. And I have a rove backing it up. Rav, let's write it down. Rav says, Holchen, B'momon, Achar, Arov. What does Shmuel say? Ein Holchen, B'momon, Achar, Arov. And therefore I say to Eli, tough luck. Eli says, Rebbe, there's a rove. Eli, I don't care. I don't care, Eli, there's a rove. I sold it to you to shecht. You should have shechted it. You got this? The Gemara says this very clearly. Machloek is Rav and Shmuel. Whether you go bust a rove and dini mamas. Who do we paskin like? Whenever there's a shiloh, Ephraim, you getting this down? Who do we paskin like when it comes to matters of mamas? So there's a machloek is Rav and Shmuel. Gemara and Machloek spend the test 7 days. We paskin like Shmuel. Matters of Yisurim, who do we paskin like? Rav. The Rosh says above a comma, because Shmuel is a bigger bucket than Rav and any mamas. Doesn't mean Rav was great in mamas, don't worry. But Shmuel is even greater. And we paskin like Rav and Yisurim, because Rav is a bigger bucket in Yisurim than Shmuel. Don't get me wrong, Shmuel is a great bucket in Yisurim too, but Rav is greater. There's Gemara B'chorish, but that's why it's Rosh above a comma. Frek Tysus. I can't believe this. How can we paskin Stephen? Ain Holchem the Bamanacha Rov. And I said to Eli, tough luck, the deal's done. I sold it to you to Shech. What are you talking about? What did our Gemara just say? We go bust a rove by Sanhedrin, both in what? Din in the Fashos and Kol Shekin in the Mamunus. It's Mamish a steer to the Gemara. Kasha on this din of Shmuel. Our Gemara says very clear we go bust a rove, right, Stephen? In Mamun and the Fashos. Jeremy, you got me? And here the Gemara says, Beferish according to Shmuel. What's the din? Ein Holchem de Mamun, Achar Rove. Bam Kasha, he writes Tame. Okay? This Kasha is asked by other. Did you guys get a chance to see? We saw it one line in that Taisa Baba Kama in Daf Chav Zayin. But what does Taisa Baba Kama Daf Chav Zayin ask? He asks a very similar Kasha. He says, what do you mean Hechon Machan Rov? It's against the Gemara. Did you guys get a chance to see that Taisa Baba Kama? Taisa Baba Kama asks the same Kasha. Okay? Eli Klor? So Tais is now going to try to embark upon an answer. Okay? What is Tais trying to say? What is Tais trying to embark upon? An Ein Lomar. Whenever you have an Ein Lomar, it's a proposed answer that is wrong. Whenever you see an Ein Lomar, what word must you look for? What word must you look for to debunk it? Daha, because, or a letter, duh. A letter before the before word duh. Whenever you see that, a proposed answer, Ein Lomar, that's what you got to look for. Go ahead. The Ein Lomar.
The Ein Lomar. The Dinei Nefashos Gufei.
Gufayu.
Gufayu. Lo Azlina Boter Ruba. Ruba De Leisa Kaman.
Ella.
Ella Ruba De Isa Kaman.
Period. Stop. What's Tosa's proposed answer? Uri. What's Tosa's proposed answer? What's Tosa's proposed answer? You got to bring a Gemara, okay? What's Tosa's proposed answer? That what? What do we talk about in our Gemara? Adam, please. What are we talking about? What type of rove? There are two types of rove in Allah. A rove that is in front of your face, right? You know how like people say, La-la-la-la, someone blocks you in basketball in your face, right? You never heard that expression? Maybe because I'm getting old, no? You never heard that? They don't say that? No? You kidding me? What do you say? They say it. Okay, see, Ellie, you don't know what's going on. Good. So it says, Ruben Issa, come on, right? The robe is in your face. You got 10 plaza stores, 9 are kosher, 1 is not. It's in your face. That's what type of robe we're talking about in our Gemara, Havdol of Dolls. Sanhedrin, the Dayanim are in your face. You're right in front of them. 2 say Zakai, 1 says Chayiv. That's a robe. Ruben Issa, come out in front of you. That's our Gemara. Maybe we go bust a robe with the robes in front of your face. But the rove, which is the way we like to translate it, as a statistical rove. A statistical rove. Statistics, right? Anyone take that in college? No? I took statistics. You didn't take statistics? Ruba Delisa, come on. A statistical rove is not in your face. And maybe that's what we're talking about here. This is a statistical rove that rove people. You buy oxen for pasturing, for plowing. When do we not go bus a rove, shmuel, when it's statistical, when it's a ruba delesa, come on. But when it's a rove that's in your face, then we go bus a rove. So I'm going to, delesa, come on. So that's Tosus proposed. I'm going to write Ain Lomar. That's the Ain Lomar of Tosus. We got this clear? Ruba Issa, come on. Holchen. Basarov and Lesa Kaman Ein Holchen. Now, what does this tell you? I once gave a chabura many, many years ago on this topic of which rove is stronger, the rove in front of your face or the rove that's statistical. So, what do you see from this proposed answer of Tysus? Which one's stronger? Absolutely, Stephen. Excellent. The rove that's in front of your face. There's no doubt. Now, if I would ask you conceptually, I might have said the opposite, because if there are 9 kosher stores and the one is Ronald McDonald's, the McDonald's, the guy's smiling at you, the Ronald McDonald's, you find the piece of meat on the street, we said called a parsh meruva parsh. It was separated from its place of origin. You can assume it's kosher. The guy's smiling at you. Right? That's a little bit scary to me. But you see that, despite the fact that Ronald McDonald's waving at you, the Torah says you can eat it. So the Torah says you go bust a rove. Maybe that shows it's more powerful. Whereas statistics, Lamaisa, are statistics. It's conceptual. It's really not in front of you. So maybe it's not as strong. And I want to strengthen this. That's why he gave you the Gemara and Chulin. The Gemara and Chulin is the Makor guys in Shas. Okay, let's get it down. We have to know all the marmakaimus and makaris. Somebody asks you, where's the source of rov and chas? You got to know it. On daf yud aleph, the Gemara says in yud aleph from yud aleph, it says minoha milso damar rabbanan zil basaruba ninolin dechsev acharei rabin lahatos. There it is, our pasuk. That's yud aleph from yud aleph and chulin. A daf later on yud beis of yud aleph, Rashi quotes, and I'm quoting from the middle. Rashi says, "Elavadai halacha l'moshe mesina, hada samchina ruba ha'afilu heichad efshar, inami achrabim lahatos, mashve bein ruba deisa kaman, bein ruba deleisa kaman." So, what does Tosfos say here? What does Rashi say here? What is the source of achar rab? What is the source of rov? Please get this down. What's the source of a rov? Acharam lahatos. What was the Chumash talking about? You guys tell me, what's it talking about? New Yosef, Akharab Lahatos. Talking about Sanhedrin. Are they in front of you or not? Yes, that's Ruba Delesa Kaman. That's Ruba Disa Kaman. So I want you to get down. What's the Makor of Ruba Disa Kaman? Let's get it down. Achare Rabin Lahatos. That's the Makor. Let's just write it. The Makor is Achare Rabin Lahatos. That's of number one. What's the makor of number two? 2 days in Rashi and Chulin Yud Beis and Aleph. The first day in Rashi is, first day, Rashi, Deya Rishona. You know what the first day is? Halacha, Lamosha, Misinai. Whoa. Halacha, Lamosha, Misinai is a new way to learn how to Din D'Oraisa. Remember I once said from our Rebbe, Rav Shmuel Nachum, five ways to learn how to Din D'Oraisa? What are the five ways?
Pasuk,
Svara, Halacha, Lamosha, Misinai. No.
Hekish.
Yud Gimel Midos. And what's number five? Ataknin. Historical presence. We said that last year. Remember, Shimon? There are five ways to learn how to Din D'Oraisa. Zach, you got that? A Pasuk, a Svara, Yud Gimel Midos, Halacha, Lamosha, Misinai, or Ataknin. The way we converted Har Sinai, Tosa says in Samachesim and Bezim Sanhedrin, is the way we learned Dini Gavis. We had five ways to learn how to Dini Raisa. So, Rashi, where does statistical Rov come from? What does Rashi say? Halacha Lamashim Sinai. Then Rashi backs out of it. What does he say? Doesn't back out of it. Rashi Deyashnia. What does Rashi say? What's the Makor? What do you say? What's the Makor? It's the Makor for both. That's what I just read in Rashi. 2 days in Rashi as to what the Makor of Dov Aruba Delesa Kaman is.
Where is that Rashi?
Yud Bezim and Aleph in Schulen, the top Rashi, Masko Pesa. I gave it to you in the Marmakomas. You know, Akarab Lahatas Mashma, Bein Ruba Disa Kaman, Bein Ruba Delesa Kaman. My Shno. What's the difference? Okay, so we got this. So Tosus gave a. Tosus gave a proposal in Sex Stephen, and the proposal was a good proposal. Seems that way. He's going to reject it. But that's what the proposal is based on. So if I'd ask you, which one's stronger? The Ruben Issa come out is stronger than the Ruben Issa come out. But I want to give you another nafkamina. What happens if it's Efshel Avara? What do you say? What happens if you say Efshel Avara? It's interesting, Nikuda. What does Efshel Avara mean, guys?
Check it out.
You can check it out. Can you rely on the rope even if you can check it out? What do you say? So Rashi says, if you hold Halacha Lamashim Sinai, then you could rely on it. So let's write this Efshel Avara. If you hold Halacha Lamashim Sinai, I'm going to write this down, please get it. If you hold Halacha Lamashim Sinai, Lo Tzarich Lavara.
But that would imply that Ruben...
Wait 1 second, you got it? You're right, I'm just saying. You're right, Uri. There are certain things at this point we would go Basa Rov. That implies that it's strong Ruben Issa Kaman. But I'm pointing out a halacha that seems to imply that what? That Ruben Issa Kaman is stronger. And you know why, Stephen? Because it's not in your face. If it's not in your face, then I'm not as scared about it. So maybe I don't have to check it out. Even if I could. But if I hold what? If I hold it's based on what? Achra Rav Lahatos, then what? If I hold it's based on Achra Rav Lahatos, then what? If it's Efshel Avara, Sarich, what? You better believe you better be Mavarit. And that's what he says, Inami. He says, no. Achra Rav Lahatos, Masha, Bein Ruben Issa Kaman, Ruben Issa Kaman. Maishna Haimehai. And it seems like Allah Almighty, you'd have to what? You'd have to check it out. Seems like you'd have to check it out, Allah Almighty. Okay? Seems like you'd have to check it out, Allah Almighty. Which makes sense a little bit, right? Because on one hand, statistical is a little bit more powerful, but Lamaisa, at this point, what Tosus is saying is when it comes to Dine Mominus, Ruben Issa Kaman will win, Ruben Issa Kaman will lose. When it comes to Efshel Avara, Stephen, it applies on, depends on what your mucker is. See, if it's a Lachlan Moshe Mesinai, you can say it always works, no matter what. Now, what were we going to say, Stephen? I'm sorry, go ahead.
You answered my question.
You got it? You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is all a proposed answer of Tosus. All within the Ein Lomar. He didn't tell us why he couldn't say it. But it's a good answer so far, no? I think it's a wonderful answer. And you're pointing out correct, Ellie. Uri. When it comes to Dini Mominus, one nafkamin is, what about Mominus? This is Ein Lomar Lagabe Dini Mominus. Lagabe Dini Mominus. And this is Lagabe Efshel Avara. So why does Tosfos reject this, guys? Let's go. Go ahead, Johnny. Let's find the word, the key word. Daha.
Daha.
Oh, there it is. Daha. Go ahead.
Daha. The rage parak sorum or a mashma the whole duchta as lina butter ruba bidine nefashos. Kigo and rov nashim, betisha, yaldin, ruba, Be'ibura.
Very good. You got to read it right. You're reading it right. I'm proud of you. But what are these two examples? You're reading good. What are these two examples? Amazing. I want you to get this. There is a halacha called Havchana. It's a Gemara Yevamos. Adaf Mem Gimel. Amud Beis. No woman that has been married. It's amazing. I never knew about Mrs. Rebbetzin Bernstein that had just had the Levaya. She was married twice. Her first husband was killed in 1943 in World War II. He was a chaplain. In the North Africa, there was a plane crash. She was younger than 23. Imagine losing her husband younger than 23. She had just gotten married. And then she rebuilt her life, got remarried to a Rosh Yeshiva here, and had four children, grandkids, many 19 great-grandchildren. Unbelievable. And the truth of the matter is that any woman that has ever been married, whether it ends in divorce or death of the husband, cannot get remarried unless she waits 92 days. It says like that in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch. 92 days. Okay? I want you to get this. Tishim Rishnayim Yom. That's the din, halach lamais. Okay? You're a Masadar Kedushin of a woman that's been married. You got to make sure that it's at least what? 92 days. And you got to research it. If it's a get, the minigizes usually should call the dayan, the beizdin that did the get, to make sure it was really happening, it wasn't a sham. Because that's a terrible thing. If you're Masadar Kedushin, God forbid, for a woman who didn't get a get and she was married, it's Eshashish, right? And the kids will be Mamzerim. So you have to do research about this, okay? I had to do this once. I had a Talmud of mine who married a Grusha, and I had to, you know, make sure that it was, obviously it was not obviously, you got to do the research. Make sure that it was, you know, the get was given and everything. It's very, it's not poshut. So you have Afghana. So let's say the woman doesn't do it. Say she doesn't do it. She gets married a month later. She gets married to a guy, then she gives birth to a kid 7 months after she got married to the second guy. She got married right away. What's the option? Who is the father of this baby at? Maybe it was 9 months from what? Exactly. In other words, there's always a possibility that it's a 7 months from the second husband. He's the father, 7 month baby. The Gemara says, Bizmana Gomorrah, 8 month babies never survived. Tosfos says Nishtanu Ateva. Times are different now, nature has changed. But the Gomorrah had a Masorah that 8 month babies would die, 7th and 9th would survive. Okay? Tosfos says in Avodah Zorah line Nishtanu Ateva. Nature has changed. Okay? Nature has changed, and an 8 month baby, Baruch Hashem, can survive. But let's say that she doesn't wait at all. Then she has a baby 7 months later. Ribono Shel Olam, what are we going to do? Halacha l'maisa. You can always, with Afchana, halacha l'maisa, you can what? You can figure it out, because she waits 3 months, she doesn't get remarried, then you know for sure the baby's by the second husband, right? But if she doesn't wait, there's a possibility that what? It was 9 months from the previous husband that died, or divorced her, or it's from the new husband, yes? Okay. How do we solve that problem? You know what the Gemara says? Rove women give birth at 9 months, Ellie. That's a rove. What kind of rove is that? Isa come on or Lasa come on? Lasa. It's statistical, and we go with it. And we go with it for dini nefashos. What dini nefashos you'll tell me, Rabbi? I'll tell you. That girl that grows up, let's say it was a girl, okay? That girl that grows up, halacha l'maisa, let's say she's with the first husband, what would be the din? We would kill them both. That means you're using a rove to kill someone. Dini nefashos. Because we're assuming slam dunk based on the rove that he's the father. A father can't live with his daughter. So Tosfos just got rid of the Ein Lomar. It's a Beferish Gemara. Where is the Gemara? Ben Sora Mor and Sanhedrin later on. And Daf Samach Tesem and Aleph. Beferish. You just used what? Rubu Delesa come on for what? For I wrote Ein Hochen? What do you mean? I just dug up a Gemara, we do Hochen. And if you go bust certain dini nefashos, certainly you're going to go bust a dini what? Mominus. The stakes are high and you're killing someone. So Tosus just got rid of that proposal. What's the other example? Two Adam come in and say, there was a murder in Manhattan, 11 a.m. It was a third of the month. Or it was a ninth of the month. The other aid, when he's interrogated, says it was the eighth of the month. What do we normally do? We learn at the beginning of the year. If they contradict themselves, the chiyuv, throw it out. No. Most guys make a mistake. They didn't know that the month was leap. It was an Iber Chodesh. So therefore, we assume they're telling the right testimony, two and three. One guy mixed up the days and it's good. That means you're killing a guy based on a statistical role. Therefore, if you say you go Basarov and didn't nefashos, certainly you're going to go Basarov and didn't mamnus. So therefore, Stephen, that answer goes right out the window. And we're back to the kasha. Everyone caught this? See, every step of this tesis you got to get. Now we're back to the El, you got it? Stephen, you had a kasha. Go ahead.
Yeah, so with the... basically, you were saying that if the woman... the first case... with women like having children after 9 months.
Yes.
Meaning that like if the
the
husband was with his daughter afterwards and he didn't know that they both died. Is this more of a conceptual thing? Not like, because it's a possibility like if he dies and there's no, if the husband dies and that's why she got remarried.
Right.
And there's no,
I'm talking about the case. Yeah.
It's all a conceptual
case. Let's say he divorced her, you know, he's still alive, correct. So he ends up being with her, we would kill them both if they're Aim and Asra. Because based on a rov, we paskin that the first husband was the father. That's correct. It's all a conceptual possibility, like a statistical rov. So that answer goes out the window, okay? We thought at first, Uri, that this was stronger. You understand what I'm saying? We did think at first this was stronger. Rubidisa, come on, not. Now it's not as strong, because we see it goes, and now this even makes better sense, no? Uri, this nafkamina. Now when it comes to Eshlevar, it depends on the 2 days in Rashi. It could be that Aruba, the Lesa command is stronger because it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, and even when it's Eshlevar, I don't have to. The other day in Rashi says no, because it comes from the same Makor. So at one point in the Taisis, we held what? That, at least regarding one area, Aruba, the Lesa command is stronger. Now we just debunk that, and they are equal when it comes to what? Dini Mominus and Dini Nefashos, correct? So if I ask you, give me a Nafkamina at the end of the day, which one's stronger? It depends on the 2 days in Rashi and Chulin and Dafid Bezim and Aleph. In the case of Eshlevar. Shimon, you got me? If it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, it opens the door to say it's good, even if it's Eshlevar. Okay, so we're now stuck. Not stuck, but we have a kasha. Back to the Tamer. Ephraim, you got this? Okay? In the Yeshivish Oilim, in the Yeshivas, in Lomdis, this is probably, it's hard to rank, but I would say that this is one of the most famous Tosafim in Sanhedrin, in the Yeshivish Olam in Lomdus, in all yeshivas in the world. This Tosafim on Gimel and Beis, this small Tosafim. Okay, you got that so far? Uri, clear?
Yeah.
So we're back to the Kasha now. What's the Kasha? Our Gemara said we go Basarov and Dini Mominus Dini Nefashos. What does Gemara say in Baba Basra? That we pass like Shmuel, Ein Hochen, the Mamon Acharov. Back to that Kasha. And don't try to distinguish between the roves that our Gemara is Rubid Issa Kaman and that Gemara is Lesa Kaman, because we see that in the Fashas we go by Rubid Lesa and Rubid Issa. It's no difference. Okay? Gabi Klor? Okay. Yaakov, you got it? Zach, you got this? You got it? Let's go. Let's see the Tysons now. Go ahead. Let's see the Tysons now. What's Tysons, Terrence? Because we got to get the Chumash soon. Go ahead.
So, hello, my. The Rubid Laradia, Zande. Lo choshen ki hanach ruba hilkach lo stam chinon ahach ruba b'dinei mamonos.
What's Tyson's terrence? Tyson says, Jeremy, I got something to tell you. And that something to tell you is that ruba the radia is a bad roof. It is not like the other roofs. Ki hanach, like those other roofs. What other roofs? Like what? The roof of what? 9 months of a woman. Roof, people make a mistake. There's something bad about this roof. And therefore, since there's something bad about this rove, we don't go busting this rove in any moments. So what is the first thing you got to tell me, guys?
What's wrong with
it? As a lambda. What did you say, Uri?
What's wrong with it?
Excellent. What's wrong with it? Very good. Got to ask yourself, what's wrong with it?
So the Raja...
Place watch you think, Torsha Baal Peh, the Gisaboyim Falila, the Higayon of Torah, to think about the Torah. When you're going into college classes today, think about this Tysus, guys. What's wrong with this wrong? That's what it means to be thinking and learning, Uri. To be thinking and learning. When I'm driving home, I should be thinking about this. What's bad about this Tysus? What's bad about this Rove? Not bad about this Tysus. What's bad about the Rove? It's great, the Tysus, right? That's number one. Number one is what's wrong with it. And what's number two? Which a point you can definitely miss. What's number two? What did you say, Stephen?
Why is it not like any of the other roads?
Okay, that's basically the same point, you're right. But normally people think that this cloud is a tremendous cloud. Ein Hochem B'Monacharov. According to Tosa's answer, what is this cloud really?
He might hold a robe if it's a good robe.
Meaning that what? This cloud is really not a great cloud. It's just a what? It's just a small detail. Then in this particular robe, we don't go bus or robe in Dini Mamas. But in general, if it's a starker robe, we will file a robe in Dini Mamas. What it does is it trivializes the whole cloud of Ein Holchen B'Momenach Rov. It is no longer a heavyweight or a super heavyweight. It's like a flyweight. Lavdil Avol Dolos. It's like a very minuscule rule. Only in one particular case do we say Ein Holchen B'Momenach Rov. You follow what I'm saying? But it's not this super heavyweight cloud of Ein Holchen B'Momenach Rov. Let's go. Ein Holchen B'Momenach Rov. It's like, you know, it's a meek cloud. You follow what I'm saying? That's the second Nakuda you see from this Tysus.
It wouldn't even be a cloud. It would just be this one
case. Okay, say it like that, Uri. Only this one case. Okay? So that's a very important point I want you to get. That's why this Tysus is really a collector's item. Because we normally assume, and we're going to, I don't know if we're going to get to it today, but Sunday we will, Blinetta. Okay? And Blinetta will also get the goal at Namal C. Is that this cloud is a super heavyweight cloud. That Tyson and Bubba Kama, did you see it? We'll go through it probably inside on Sunday. The whole Tyson. We're going to go through the whole Tyson inside on Sunday when we saw it before. Tyson and Bubba Kama takes the cloud very seriously. Did you see the Tyson inside? What did Tyson and Bubba Kama say? Tyson says, don't ask me a kasha. On the Sanhedrin, it's not Rove, it's what? What do we say, Sanhedrin? When you have a basin, it's not Rove, but it's what? It's cold, right? But a rove is not good for Dini Mamanus. But you see from Tysus, the cloud is a strong cloud. Ain Holchen B'Mamanach our rove. Tysus and Boba Kama argues on our Tysus. And he says, Stephen, it is a super heavyweight rove. A rule. Uri, you follow me? And that's the general approach of most of the Rishonim. We always assume Ain Holchen B'Mamanach rove. But I'm pointing out that according to Tysus, it's a minuscule cloud. It's not even a cloud like Uri said. It's only in that case. So let's begin to explore, okay? Let's begin to explore. What is it? What is it about this rove that makes it deficient? That he says a lashon that it's what? Lo chashiv. What makes it lo chashiv, guys? What makes it deficient? So I gave you the first shot we want to suggest is the Tosfos Shantzin Ksubis on Daf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph. The Tosfos Shantzin Ksubis says that if you look up that Gemara, I want you to look up that Gemara in Bava Basra. Tosfos writes there, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, what type of guy are we talking about? A guy that does both. He sells it for what? Shechita, and he sells it for also plowing. The man, I don't care, Gabi, whether there's a rove out there, that rove guy sells the radio. This guy does both. This guy does both. So you'll tell me track what he does? Let's say it was impossible. They didn't have statistics in those days. They didn't have bookkeepers. Stephen, he did both. You follow me? No, but I'm saying, what is supposed to say? Why is this rove a bad rove? Because that rove is about people. I'm talking about this particular guy. Ellie says to me, Rebbe, it's not fair. The guy, the shore is a goring shore. I say, Ellie, I sold it. You could have shechted it. I sold it to you for sheep. I thought you were going to shechet. I know it was a meshugan animal, but I thought you were going to shechet it right away. Oh, so you'll tell me rove l'radia? I don't care. Ellie, you know that I do both. You know that I sell for what? For harisha, and I also sell for shechita.
At some point,
the robe is that even if you have one person...
I understand, but that's what you don't know. The Gemara says very clearly, Uri, that a guy did both. That's what the Tosha Shantz wants to say. That this robe is weak. That's his lashon. Let me read you. Let me read you his lashon. Hatam shein arov shekonim lecharisha nechshal arov gomer hum shusha gomara bavabasar sani bezer afel hemida shemeduber v'adam shekonim bein lecharisha ubein leshchita. Both. That's what the Gemara says. If he was rogo the bay leshchita, for sure it's not a mekach tos. If he's rogo the bay charisha, it's a mekach tos. But he was both. I did both. You follow me, Stephen? So the rove doesn't help me. That's why the rove's bad. Tamil, clear?
The buyer does both? Or the seller?
No, the seller. The seller was.
How do we know this?
Oh, you mean the Gemara's Lashon. The Gemara's Lashon there in Bava Basra is that what? Rove Konim Lomas. I'm sorry, I said sellers? I mean the buyers. This particular man, he points out the Gemara says Beferish. He's Konim. Thank you, Ben. I said seller. I meant buyer. Eli does both. I can say to Eli, I didn't know you had it in mind that you wanted to do it for what? That you wanted to do it for Harisha? You wanted to keep it on for 40 years? You know what I mean? So again, thank you, Ben. The Gemara says we're talking about the buyer. The buyer does for both. Absolutely correct, Ben. The buyer does for both. Since the buyer does for both, the robe's not going to help. It's very clear. It's very, very clear. Ellie, that I could say to you, I could say, Ellie, I'm sorry. You know, everyone knows in the neighborhood you do both. So don't give me this business that this particular one you wanted to what? You wanted to be for plowing. And it turns out terrible for you for that it's goring and causing you all this sores. I feel bad for you that, but you can't tell me mekach tos. You follow me? Please get it down. That's the first shot we're saying why it's a bad robe. Number two. Let's do number... Yeah, go ahead, Stephen and Ari, real quick, and then I want to do two, then we got to get to Chumash. Go ahead.
It just seems that that's because it's another statistical robe. He's saying, I'm buying it from you. I bought it from you that I wanted to use it for plowing, but instead it ended up... You know, it wasn't for Shnita. So he said, okay, fine. The seller says, okay, fine. You know that I said that in this place it's for both. Whatever.
But in this case, Stephen, there's no statistics. It's clear that Ellie does both. So, Lamais, if Ellie does both, then my claim is good. You know, I could say to Ellie, I sold you for Shnita. Don't give me any robes. The robes don't help here. Because we know you. Everyone in the neighborhood says you do both. We all know that. You follow me? So that shoots down the robe. You can hack me in China from today until tomorrow. Robe will ride. I don't care. Ellie is an expert in both areas, and he does it in both areas. Yes, sorry. You got me?
And then he's saying that I didn't know that I was selling it to you for either one.
Yeah, that was not discussed. Correct. That was not discussed. That was not discussed. But the robe out there does not apply to Ellie. Because it's clear that he does both. Clear, Ellie? As long as you're using his example, right?
Yeah.
Ari, real quick, what do you say?
I kind of lost my original question, but it was something about what exact point makes us try to apply a particular robe as in this case?
Good question. When you have to resolve a doubt. When I have to resolve a doubt in halacha, and this is the shaila, we have a dispute between Ellie and myself. How are we going to resolve this? There are different mechanisms in halacha. There's chazaka, there's robe. We're using a robe here. And the robe fails us here. And we got to know why the robe fails us.
How is the robe different than a chazaka? Because you're saying it's...
Chazaka is just a presumption. We learned last year, robe is stronger than a chazaka. Rubu chazaka, rubu adi.
But how...
There's no chazaka.
In essence, what I'm trying to get at is, how exactly do they establish a robe? Is it like...
You look at the numbers. No, you look at the numbers. You got to ask the experts. Correct. You ask the experts. And the zoologists will tell you, the economists, whoever they are, will tell you, robe will ride. Yes, sir, real quick.
So, but you can say that what the buyer is complaining to the seller is that, yes, I do both, but you didn't tell me it was a shormua then that I should shaft in, so you should still, it's still a mekach tos, because you didn't tell me, like, yeah, but what happens if I was buying it to use it for plowing? So it's your fault, you should have told me.
Why do I have to do that? Why do I have to tell you? It's just, he does both. So why is it incumbent? It's not incumbent upon me. It's just his chlor. Maybe in order to be a tremendous yasher guy, maybe I should have. But the klei mekachtos, it's chlor you do for both. So why am I in Lamaya? I'm not obligated to do that. Okay? So that's what we assume. I'm not obligated to do that. Maybe it would have been a nice thing. I mean, it's chassidus, but I'm not obligated. It's clear that he does both. If he only does one thing, then echnam. Okay. Let's get you real quick, Stephen.
No, because we're saying that the robe is the fact of whether these oxen are generally used for either one. Not saying that there are two types and that you can buy between the two. It's what you decide to do with them.
I understand, but he does both.
Right, so no, I'm just a clarification. I'm saying yes. Not really a question. It's that the rove that we're saying is that it's the rove Lerada.
Rove oxen that are sold are for plowing.
Right.
But in Ellie's situation, that doesn't help.
Right, so I'm just saying that's why it doesn't help, because we're not saying that you could have said, oh, I need it for this or that, for either plowing or for shlita, because the whole point of this rove is saying that their majority of the shores are for plowing.
Exactly, right. And that's not germane here. Correct. Okay, very good. So what? How many pshatim do we have? One in Tulsus. We have one. There's a lot more I want to do. Okay, but I want to get the Chumash now. Okay, so on Sunday, Bezer Hashem, we're going to do a lot more. Okay? We're going to do maybe at least three or four different biurim for the pshat and the tais. And then we got to do Tulsus Baba Kama, and then I'd like to speak about Gol Adam. Okay? All right, let's talk about the Parsha. You know, in Parshas Noach, you know, there's an interesting thing. You know, the Torah describes as Ish Sadik Tamim Hayah B'Doros. And Rashi quotes the famous two days, Yesh Dorshim L'Ganai, Yesh Dorshim L'Shvach. He would only have been a tzaddik in his generation. That's L'Ganai. L'Shvach is he would have been a tzaddik in any generation. There's a beautiful chiddush of the Rebbe of the Shach, the Chanukah Satayr, Rebbe of Heshlin, who says this is L'shitosa with the next Rashi. What was the Tzohar in the Teva? Was it a window? Or was it a diamond or a pearl that illuminated the Teva? Why is it L'shitosa? Because if you hold it was a window, he was a tzaddik in any generation. And he could have looked at the demise of people, of the whole world. Because he was a tzaddik mamash, a tzaddik tamim, in any door. But if you hold up the other pshat, then you're not allowed to look at the destruction of other people if you're not a real tzaddik. We find that by who? We find that by Lot, an Ashes Lot. She was told not to turn around because the only reason why she was saved is because of what? Because of her husband and because of Avram. She had no right to look at the demise of other people. And once she looked, she was destroyed. So you see, he wants to say it's L'shitosa. The opinion that says he's a great tzaddik can learn that Tzohar means a chalom. Because he would have been a tzaddik in any generation. Hear the word? But if he was a tzaddik only in this generation, you have to touch the word Tzohar as being what? A pearl. And the truth is, and this is what the Meshech Chochma writes. Even if you assume that he was an Ish Tzaddik,